Hi everyone, this is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach, and this is a pre-recorded podcast today because I am away, but a lot of you sent in some questions. I'm going to go over the energies of April, and so it should be a fun show. So here we go. So guys, I always do these updates just to give you a little insight to what's coming in the month so you can take advantage of it, okay? So in March, we really finally felt that energy of moving forward. And I talked about this in my update, but this momentum is continuing at a rapid rate and it should feel like inspiration to you. If it doesn't feel like inspiration to you, that means you got to tune in. You got to start giving the green light to the universe to say, I'm ready for more, whatever it may be. Try to see where you're at with really what you want and if you believe you can get it. It's our job to sort of bridge that gap between who we want to be and who we're being every day. Okay. I've said this literally in every April for the past 6 years, but April's always been a big change month for me. And I always inspire people because it's spring, guys. It's about a new beginning. And, you know, I hear all this stuff. I don't watch the news, but my husband, as you guys know, works for CNN and he's always like, oh, there's another wave. And blah, blah. I'm like, no, I'm done here. I'm done with the Rona. I'm done. I'm getting my second vaccine. This Thursday. So I'm super excited about that, guys. So again, I talked about the vaccine last month, but in this month, I do see positive change. No matter what's going on in the news, no matter what you see, you can create positive change for yourself. Okay. And that's what you want to focus on is no matter not what other people are manifesting, what you are manifesting. Okay. This is about allowing things to happen, surrendering it. If you are a lazy person that doesn't like to take action, this is for you because this is really about letting the inspiration come to you so you're not forcibly taking action. I have so many people that are like, ugh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. There's a reason you don't want to do it. You're not aligned with the energy. So you have to do the aligning work first. And those of us that are action takers, that's me. I will take the action before I feel the energy alignment. And that doesn't work either. So it's really finding that perfect balance of taking the action that feels good in the moment or the path of least resistance. A lot of times if I don't have a choice, I have to sort of go, well, which feels better, you know? And once you make a choice, so many people ask me this, you have to line up with it. You have to go, this is my choice. So what can I do to feel good about it? And what can I sort of release in order to not have the resistance I have. You know, for me personally, I don't know what's happened to me, you guys. I used to be so adventurous and open, and I am just like loving being able to stay home in my house, not travel. And now that traveling is coming back, I'm like, ugh. And it sounds horrible because I loved traveling when I was younger, but with kids, it adds an element to me that makes me feel stressed. It feels like it's a weight on my back. And it's like, ugh, I have all of a sudden all these things to worry about. And I have to clear that energy. So we have a trip coming up in the summer. My husband's father is turning 100, you guys, 100 years old. So we have a trip booked in the summer to finally go see them. And I already have anxiety about it. So I have a time to get ahead of it, to decide how do I want it to go? Do I want it to be fun? Do I want it to be easy? Do I want the kids to be great on the plane? Whatever it may be, I need to start getting ahead of that because I can feel my resistance already. And it's not about going. If we could beam there, I would go. It's the travel process for me with my two small children that literally makes me be like, no, I don't want to do that. But we're doing it. So these type of things is what I'm talking about, is really getting ahead of things that you have resistance upon if you have to do them. But if you don't have to do it, do the energy work first and then do it. So give the universe the green light this month to say, bring it on, okay? We have to sometimes give that sort of permission. You know, we've used this a lot with body stuff, giving your body permission to heal, giving your body permission to release something, giving yourselves permission to thrive, calling forth the energy that you have asked for that you're not allowing. That's a big one, guys, because we've talked about this many times, that pain is always a result of you asking for energy that you're not letting in. This is the month to let it in, you guys. Let it in. It's so powerful right now. Alongside that, what you're going to feel is people are less and less willing to sort of not be true to themselves. And the less true to yourself you are, the worse you're going to feel. If you have friends, family members, people, coworkers in your life where you're not being authentic, it's not going to feel good, guys. And you got to pay attention to that, because truth, vulnerability, and being authentic are the keys to letting in what you want right now. If it's coming from the wrong place, guys, it's not going to heed the results you want. It's just that simple. So, you know, things are sort of, I hate to say it, but falling apart if they're not in the right energy, okay? So the relationship between your ego self and your true self. Now, I talked about this in the update, but I want to say a little bit more about it, okay? When I say ego self, I don't usually like using the word ego, but I kind of mean your fear-based self, the part of you that isn't your big self. So you can say small self, big self, ego self, true self, whatever works for you, okay? But what that means is our ego or our self-will or our small self will always compare ourselves to others, will always see ourselves as less than, will be sort of rigid in thinking about what we need to make ourselves happy. And you got to let that go this month. If there's something, so for example, it's like, ooh, I want to get this position so I look good to other people. No, not the right intention. I want to create abundance. I want to feel powerful. I want to be an uplifter. I want to be confident. It's aligning with your true intentions and just kind of cleaning up where things are a little, you know, either in people pleasing or doing it for the wrong reasons or doing it to be seen a certain way, that type of thing. Let the soul be the leader in your life. It's time to sort of take that initiative in your life, but from the right place, not from the way everybody else is doing it, okay? Watch for signs from the universe. Learn to follow those signs. And what that means is those signs are a hunch. Those signs are small indicators, but you have to be connected to yourself to do that. I've introduced a lot of my friends to this great guy. He's actually a biologist and a professor at Stanford University. And so it's all science. It's called the Huberman Lab. His name is Andrew Huberman. What I love about this is we've been watching it because it talks about the biology of the body. And he even has stuff of like the power of gratitude, because he's understanding that our bodies respond to the way we feel. And my husband is loving this because it's basically everything we know about creating your life, but in science, and science is really proving it. All the stuff around our brain and how we function and sleep and depression and anxiety. And I really recommend it, you guys. It just helps really understanding some things you can do to help your physical body support you, because you really need to, if you want to be happy, you got to be happy in all areas, right? The body needs to be feeling good. The mind needs to be feeling good. Emotionally, you need to be feeling good. Spiritually, you need to feel connected to your source. So this is a great month to really hit all those areas the best way you can. Many of you are asking me for guidance for the next steps. How do I get what I want? What do I do? I hope that last month you know, had some fun and knowing it's already done. When you can feel that it's coming and you're satisfied in this now moment, that's the magic. That's what you want. You want to be satisfied where you are, but excited for what's coming. And I repeat this over and over again because we all get amnesia and get stuck back into our lives doing the same thing over and over again. So ask the universe to show you evidence that you're supported, that it's with you, that magic is happening. I love always asking for that because I will always have an amazing moment where I feel the powers of the universe sort of moving through me, and I wish I could hold on to them, and I want them more and more and more, and the more you want them and the more you ask for them, the more you'll get them, and then you're just in a really powerful place. So another theme for April is releasing excess weight. So examine where you're carrying extra weight. Now, this could be physically, this could be emotionally, this could be mentally. This is anywhere that you feel out of balance, where you're not receiving as much as you're giving. Be aware of what you're taking on and maybe see, what can I let go of? What can give right now? What isn't uplifting to me right now? I love the analogy. I always use this for myself. It's like, okay, I'm in a boat. And as Abraham would say, everything you want is downstream. And I want to get the rocks out of the boat so I can flow towards what I want in a smooth, easy way. If I have rocks in my boat, it's slowing me down. Okay. It's keeping me grounded where I am. So what can you let go of as far as a burden that you're maybe holding? I know for me, and what will happen to me is if I start holding more stuff, I'll gain 3-5 pounds and I'm like, okay, what am I holding on to? What do I need to let go? And then the weight will start to come off. It's crazy how our bodies respond to our minds. And again, with the Huberman Lab, he explains this and it's so funny. I'm like, all of this is Abraham Hicks. All of this is the law of attraction. All of it is in alignment with everything we already know. So I love that it's being supported by science. That's so fun for me. So what do you feel like you have to do? What do you feel like you have to manage or control? For me, it's my kids. And the more I let go, the better things go. And the more I try to push, the more out of control and it blows up in my face. And this is the way it's going to be with everything even more. Don't try to move too fast. Move with purpose. Move with inspiration. Trust that the timing is there for you. I use this analogy with one of my clients this week around the fruit ripening. Sometimes we want to pick the fruit before it's ripe and then it doesn't taste good. And this is what a lot of us do is we're in a rush because we're in real fear that we're not going to get what we want. Okay. And that's what we really want to let go of in April is be excited for what's coming instead of constantly afraid of what's coming or afraid that the other shoe will drop. You want to claim this month, my soul is taking me where I want to go. Okay. So watch out for worry. Watch out for the things that are pulling you off your track. Worry, as we know, is using your imagination to create something you don't want. So instead, remind yourself that if I'm worrying, there's something here that's important. What is it that's important to me? What is it that I want? Sometimes we need to go, what is it that I'm afraid of? You know, there's always, you have to gauge, you have to do the work yourself to know sometimes we can't shift something right away. Sometimes we need to look right at it in order for it to shift. So you need to decide for yourself, you know, where are you on that scale? I am seeing peaks of joy this month. What that means is there is this sense of almost pulses of energy that you can't help but be taken by. So see if you can tune into that, okay? There's a sense of achievement available in April, like, oh, I got something done. Like, oh, I'm feeling that momentum forward. And concrete steps will reveal themselves to you, you guys. So keep doing the meditating. Keep doing the gratitude. Keep all of that going, okay? So guys, now I do have my workshop on April 17th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. I know some of you couldn't make it. I will do another one in the summer. Let me know if you want to be on that wait list. And guys, I'm so excited about this authenticity workshop because I'm keeping it very small and very intimate. And that's why the price is a little higher. It's $125 instead of $75 because I really want each person to get something out of it and really connect with their true selves and also help other people see their true selves. Because sometimes we need others to reflect to us who we really are. Okay. So now, guys, I printed out all the questions I got. So I'm going to read them. Now, I haven't seen, I literally just copied and pasted them. So I haven't seen them. I'd like to do them fresh, just like I do them on the show. So here we go. So Jane's first question. I'd love to know if you see anything for me and my husband's energy or have any advice. And then she gives me the dates of birth, their birthdays. So I'm not going to share those, but they are a Pisces and a Gemini. And we always seem to have bad luck around money flow. Opportunities arise and then never come through. And he's always been ripped off and getting taken advantage of with recent investments. We aren't destitute, but finances could be better. I've started doing these breathing exercises. I'm hoping that this will help, but any advice you have is very much appreciated. So hi, Jane, and I'm sure you're speaking for a lot of other people. I actually had three other questions around money. I will look at those people as individuals as well, but let's look at, you know, for Jane and her husband. So first of all, if you're always being ripped off, so I'm just going to go to your husband, okay? So he's a Gemini, and there is this sense of, you know, Geminis are jack of all trades. They like to do a lot of different things. They like to have their hands in a lot of pots. But you tend to get what you expect. So if you've been ripped off and that's what you're expecting and or you're defending against that, it's going to keep happening. So in order to sort of stop that train, which getting ripped off means money's going out and I'm being and in a way that feels unfair. So you can't let money in if you feel like money's going out in a way that feels unfair. Okay, so the first thing you have to turn around is the being ripped off. When I'm ripped off, what does it make me know I want? I want honest people. I want money to flow into my life easily. I want to know it's all good. I want to let go of the money that went out and allow the universe to bring it back to me 10 times. I want to work with these kind of people, etc. Okay, so you're not going to be in good timing if you're stressed and in fear or in anxiety around money. So the biggest challenge, the breathing exercises are great because they're just going to calm that nervous system. But what you need to do is, and this is again what Andrew Huberman talks about, is you need to start a new neural pathway. There's this thing called neuroplasticity, which is exactly like, you know, having, as Abraham would say, you have momentum around some negative thought or some negative beliefs. Okay, it's the same thing as if you look at the brain, you have a groove in the brain that you keep replaying. There's not enough money. There's not enough money. There's not enough money. We always get to take advantage of. So that groove in your brain for both of you is very, very strong. You need to start a new groove. As Abraham would say, you can't stop doing that momentum, but you can start a new momentum. So starting the new momentum is we want to let more money in. And, you know, you're very intuitive, Jane. So, you know, you're that Pisces, you're extremely intuitive, but you've really gotten away from listening to that. So using that inner voice, show me the way to more money. I'm ready to let in more money. I love the idea of us being richer than we could have imagined. I love the idea of money coming in from so many other areas, etc. Okay. So if you can open up to the receiving energy, which feels like you're at peace in this moment, which feels like you're secure and safe. The feelings that money brings is what feeling you need to activate the momentum of. So where do you feel safe? Do you feel safe in your home? Do you feel safe in your bed? Amplify the feelings of security and safety and then call in and go, I'm open to receiving the energy that I have asked for. Okay. It's all about choosing a direction. And what's challenging about this work, Jane, when you first start it, and again, I'm going to say what Huberman says, which I love, is when you're starting a new, anything new, it's going to be uncomfortable in the beginning because it's new. It's working those small muscles so that you can make it stronger. Right now, the lack filled, not enough money is really big and has a lot of energy. So you need to start a new muscle and start building it today. Look for things to appreciate. Look for abundance around you. Look for more things where you have versus what you don't have. Okay. So hopefully that was helpful, Jane. Okay. Next, I have Kathy from Chicago. I would like a general with a focus on work and money flow. See, money again. There were changes at work in the last 30 days and not sure how I fit in. Yeah, a lot of places, even my husband's work, they're doing a lot of changes. So I what I'm feeling for you, Kathy, is first of all, don't expect those changes to be bad for you. Say, I'm going to make these changes for me. They are showing me a new beginning for you. So this might mean a new position for you. This may mean, I'm not sure, but this is a positive energy around these changes at work. It looks like whatever the changes are going to push you to where you need to go. So claim that and own that. Okay. This is really about you opening to a new way of relating to money and your work. You are definitely somebody, Kathy, that needs to start channeling more, meditating more, allowing the inspiration energy going, show me the truth here. What's the truth in this situation? I want this. This is happening for me. So show me the gift. And I always love doing that. Show me the gift here. Okay. There is a sense, Kathy, that you don't believe that things are going to always work out for you. And I just want you to shift that because they are always working out for you. And I'm sure you've had stuff in the past. And you just kind of are not in trust of yourself. And so that's really what you have to build is trusting that you've created everything the way you want it, and everything is taking you there. Your inner being is taking you there. All right, let me look another thing around work and money for Miss Kathy. Okay, so the big thing for you right now in order to attract what you want is getting into your power. What makes you feel powerful at work? What makes you feel powerful around money? For you, feeling in your power is what creates the work and money flow. Okay. So what can you do to get in your power? For me, sometimes it's like lifting weights or exercising or whatever it is, or tuning into being the uplifter I want to be, or feeling really strong and powerful in my body. It doesn't matter what it is. It's how or what makes you feel strong and powerful. That's what's really going to speed up this money coming in. Okay. So hopefully that was helpful, Kathy. It's so weird not to talk to you guys. I'm just talking to you energetically and it's kind of fun, but very different. Okay. So next I have Katie. All right. This is Katie or Kasha. Happy Sunday, Nadia. Thank you. That was last week, obviously. I hope all is well with you. If you're taking questions for the next show, here's mine. I want to ask about love. I really want to call in my man and have a big luxury romance and lifestyle. I want to know what I can do, feel, or say to attract this. Or what can I do to let go of the shame and guilt or not good enough feelings around this? So I'm feeling this is definitely for more than Katie. Now, I love this topic because I think love is really important. And calling in your highest partner is a big issue for people. I always say money and love, you don't get bigger than those issues. So for you specifically, I love that you're acknowledging that you want that big romance. I love that you're owning, I want to be a queen. I told everybody I'm a Leo. I need to be the queen. I want a man with money. I want a man that's in his power and that knows who he is and that has done his work. I mean, all of that stuff feels very clear in you. I feel like you really know what you want, and that's great. But as you can feel, there is a bridge between where you are now and that life that you need to, we need to sort of get you over. Because the truth is, right now you're looking at, I'm not enough. If I was enough, I would get it now. Why is it not here? Blah, 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 blah. A lot of people have the age issue because, you know, I'm Gen X, and a lot of, you know, women, especially in my age group, are waiting way later into their 40s to meet somebody. And sometimes people have been divorced and wait till even later to meet their person. So don't worry about the rush. The point is you want what you want and you want to open fully to it. So let's look for you specifically. Okay. So the good news is it looks like you've already done some healing on any sort of disappointments in love from the past. Dee and I were talking about this the other day because she had called me and we were talking and I said, God, I'm just feeling this like releasing the expectation of disappointment. And she put it in her newsletter, and I just feel like it's such a major thing, especially around love relationships. For those of us that have not had the experience, or, you know, those of you that haven't had the experience, it's really hard to get on board. So your biggest challenge is really not knowing that you're the one that's doing it. You still think it's like, am I worthy? I need to prove my worthiness. I need to prove that I'm enough. You don't. It's done. You have somebody looking for you already. If you've asked for it, which you have been asking for some time, this is just not the first time you've asked this, you just need to own that I'm ready for my person. I'm ready for my partner. What they're also showing me is open up your perspective. There's this sense of you feel narrowly, you're like, well, I want somebody so specific that I really don't believe this so specific can happen. So what I would focus on for you is opening up to, how do I want to feel about myself, about my life, and about this person? Not how much money they have, their house, da, da, da. How do I want to feel is going to be your way in to allowing this to happen, okay? Because the feeling place is what you're looking for anyway. It's not about the luxuries or the money. It's about, how do I feel with this person? How do I feel about myself with this person? And how does this person feel about me? You also need to be willing to put your heart out there. There's still a sense of you being a little bit guarded. And with this person, you can't be. You have to hold your heart in your hand. And you want to be able to feel safe doing that. So those are the things that I would work on for you. For so many people that, you know what? I just realized, oh my God, this is so funny. So it clicked onto another page, Katie. So let me read the end of your question, because I think this is another piece, because I'm like, there's feeling like there was something else for you. I feel my inner child has a fear that my mother and other people will be jealous or mad at me if I have love or money or have luxuries in my life, because my mother shamed me for wanting money, like luxurious things and liking myself. I don't feel that's very active, Katie. I think that's an old story and I would just stop telling it. I feel like you're owning what you want as far as the luxuries. I feel like I don't feel shame, okay? What I'm feeling like is lack of belief that you can actually get what you want and lack of feeling worthy to get this person. That's what I'm feeling more of. I think this stuff, you've looked at it already. It doesn't feel active to me. There is this sense from you now in the now going, other people get it and I don't. And this is what I see a lot with women especially, this sort of sense of it's easy for them, it's hard for me. And so start really opening to, it can be easy to attract my person. I'm letting this in. The universe is doing it for me. You know, really focusing on that feeling you're looking for. And your mom doesn't have that power. Your desire for this, just you came in with it. You know, I say this about me. I'm like, I'm a queen. I came in with that. I came in with that energy. And you need to just own it just a hair more. I don't feel like this mom stuff is too, I wouldn't give it any more energy. Okay. Okay. Next I have Brenda. All right. I have a spot on the right side of my cheek near my nose and under my eye that itches like crazy when I'm sleeping, like eczema. Okay. So it's near your nose and under your eye. So it does sound like eczema. It's so itchy that it wakes me up several times a night, but it only itches while I'm sleeping and there's no sign of dry skin or other irritation. It's been going on for over a year. What is my inner being trying to tell me? Okay, so when we have a physical symptom like that, oh, so annoying, Brenda, I feel you, that comes up when you're sleeping, it means three things. Number one, the feeling that it's bringing up, okay, is it a match, which is annoying, frustrated, restless. Look for where those feelings or anything that this irritation is bringing up is happening when you're going on during the day. Secondly, itching. When I think about itching is like there's something that needs your attention and needs your energy that you're not giving. So what I would look at, Brenda, is what is it? And it feels like a self-care thing because obviously it's disrupting your sleep, which is going to disrupt your well-being through the whole day, right? So when we sleep is when we sort of allow the things that we've been ignoring all day or distracting ourselves from all day that's really going on with us to come forward. So thank your inner being for bringing this forward. Say you get it. You're paying attention. You don't need to, you know, keep giving you this manifestation. And because it's around your eye and your nose, I think it's really about, as Abraham would say, we smell things, we see things, we taste things, we touch things. This is about you not believing you're going to see and manifest the things that you want in physicalness, if that makes sense. It's interesting, Brenda, they're showing me the partner for you. That's something that you need to sort of look at. There's something around the partnership that you need to look at. And there's something about you that's never feels rested, that never feels like your gas tank is being filled up again. So I would really look at where you need to fill up your gas tank. They're showing me a contract not going well or something that's stressing you out that you need to soothe yourself around. And the itching is about something you have not soothed, something that needs your attention. So ask for that symptom to go bye-bye. Go into appreciation and then show me what I need to see around this if there's anything else, okay? All right, hopefully that was helpful, Brenda. All right, next I have Kim, who literally just wrote, please talk about money, which I think is hilarious. So money again. The issue with money, you guys, it's always about, if you think about that every single thing we want is only because we think we're going to feel better once we have it. Okay, so when we think about money, the feelings that usually are associated with money are freedom, which is number one, safety, security, number two, and number three, the sense of empowerment. So those are the three things that we want to awaken within ourselves on a daily basis so that money can flow in. Money, another thing I would look at for you, Kim, is how do you feel about money when you think about money? It feels like there's a tension, a frustration, a sense of, it's literally like my shoulders feel like they're going up around you with money. So you're not going, I'm going to relax. I want to feel relaxed around money. I want money to just be flowing in. I want to breathe and let it in. You are definitely somebody, Kim, that can really work on the breathing techniques of relaxing your nervous system, because you feel like there's so much tension around money that there's this sense that you're putting a wall up and not allowing it. So what I want you to do is, there's a sense of I need it now also, like you don't want it, you're tired of being patient, and I totally get that. But I think that it's so much more about feeling good in the now moment. Appreciation, gratitude is going to be really good for you. Looking for those signs of abundance like I talked with, you know, before earlier, also a great thing. You know, the other thing they're showing me for you, Kim, specifically is more balance. What you want to call in is a balance of giving and receiving. There is this sense of more energy going out and not the full energy coming back in. So we really want you to open to that balance of giving and receiving. Every time money goes up, out, 10 times more comes back in. Oh yeah, that feels good to me. That feels good to me, guys. There's been, you know, my husband struggles with money issues a lot because, you know, he has this energy of he really wants to take care of me and the boys, and that's great. And I make my own money, but he really has this desire to take care of us and support us. So when he goes into money fear, his desire for money expands exponentially. And that's what you need to know happens. Every time there's not enough, every time you go, oh my gosh, there's not enough money. What am I going to do? Blah, 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 blah. You've shot out more power around the money coming to you. So when you start to relax a little bit, and when my husband starts to relax a little bit or distracts himself with our kids, we had an amazing day on Sunday with our kids and we just had so much fun. We went to this open house for my son's camp, my five-year-old's camp, and it was just so much fun. Water balloon fights, tube slides. It was just crazy. And we were all in the moment and we were all having fun. The next day, my husband gets a call about a huge bonus that he was not expecting at work. And after they're doing all this reorg, he was so scared. And then all of a sudden it's like, no, 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 we want you to stay. So we're giving you this extra bonus. And I'm like, look what you did. You had a strong desire. You let it go for a minute because you were distracted and then you let it in. And that's how it works, you guys. And it's very, very powerful once you start seeing it, but you got to believe it because this is how it works. It's like gravity. You can, you know, not believe in gravity. You're still sticking to the ground. You cannot believe in law of attraction. It's still going on with or without your awareness of it, as we can see with everyone around us. Okay. So hopefully that was helpful, Kim. All right. Next we have Lori. What can I do to move forward in my creation? I'm not sure if I'm stuck or if this downtime has a purpose. So Lori, this is really tuning into a lot of what I said in the beginning around April energy, which is you're just not, there's a path, it's just not fully lit up. So that means you need to, if you're bored, if you're feeling that sense of like, ugh, I'm bored, that means you need to call forth more energy. So that means sitting down, and this is a great exercise, is telling the story of your life the way you want it to go. Telling the universe, I am ready. Bring it to me now. This is what I want. This is how I want to feel. Doing those exercises daily will shift the momentum and start speeding things up for you. When you're in a downtime, it's because you're not an inspiration. It's because the path that source has laid out for you, you're not ready for yet. So you got to get yourself ready. You got to my point, turn, get the green light. And so let's go, universe. I feel, Lori, that, you know, you're a little bit in your head right now. And what I mean by that is there's this sense of you're trying to figure it out instead of feel your way there. And I know that you're deeply emotional, but you get, you know, caught up a little bit in what's happening around you. So let me see what's coming in for you. Connect more deeply to your intuition. You're going to feel it, and spirit. They're showing me there's a little bit of a more head energy instead of spirit source connection energy that you need to activate right now, Lori, which means that's where you're going to find the inspiration. And there's this still this sense of I'm waiting for something instead of I am the creator and I'm doing this. I'm calling forth the power that creates worlds that's within me in order to let this, create this, make this happen, okay? You're very much in, and you know, I think Laura, you're like me, you're a doer. So it's hard to like have that downtime. So it's a really good place for you to go, hey, I got to line up. I got to line up with something. There's something off here. If I'm not feeling inspiration, passion, if things aren't lighting up in front of me, falling on my lap, that means I got some cleaning up to do. Okay. Anything else here for Lori? Yeah, they're showing me some anxiety going on, that this sort of downtime has caused some anxiety and some fear. So I do feel like you do need to look right at that. There's something, you know, that you're tying yourself up with. I wish I had you on the phone right now because I want to, you know, see if you know what this is. There's this energy of something that feels like it's holding you back. They're showing me a male energy. So I'm not sure what this is, but hopefully you know what this is. So really turning that dial and turning up the volume on your power. Okay. So hopefully that was helpful, Lori. All right, guys. So those are my questions for today. And so then I'm going to channel a little bit for anybody else in this group and what they need. Okay. So let's see what you guys need today. This wonderful, beautiful sunny day here in California. All right, guys. So what they want to tell me, for those of you that either you didn't get a question in on time or that are listening, the worst is over. The storm is passing. So you can release anxiety. You can let go of that old fears. You can let go of, pay attention to the things that are sort of sticking you to the ground. Let yourself have wings. Let yourself feel that feeling of, I can do this. I can do this. The universe and I can do this. Okay. Because this is really a call to all of us that have been doing this work, to have been on the leading edge, who have been ready for so long, who've been doing this work for so long, who have been at this for however many years, currently 20 years, and really let the love in that we've been asking for. Now, letting love in, we've talked about before, is not as easy as it seems, because if you don't feel good enough, if you've been so used to not receiving, it's really hard to do that. But what you can do is go, I'm willing to let more love in. I want to let more love in. It's really getting to that place where you know that you can feel that that's true. Okay. So some people, you can't say I am love and not feel it and have it do anything. If you're saying I want to let more love in, there's a resonance in that. There's a truth in that, that that's what you want to look for when you're talking with yourself, when you're doing the work. You want to look for that resonance, that, how do I call it? It's like the sense of it lights up inside of you. But it's all about love. I want to love my life. I want to love whom I'm around. I want to love my friends. I want to love my kids, because that's who we really are. When we're loving, that's when we are 100% connected to our true selves. Okay. And money is definitely coming in for this group in a big way. So I feel like there's another message around the money. So let me see, any messages for this group. More stuff around how to let money in. Okay. So what they're showing me is a lot of you still feel having a passive role. Like you're not choosing it. You're not going, this is what I'm claiming this. I'm choosing this in a way, again, where there's resonance. When it's not just lip service, where there's real resonance, making a clear choice coming from love. The money is what I love, being a giver. I love having so much abundance that I have so much to give. I love that having money will allow me to feel so empowered and do all the things I want to do and do all the things I love to do and love life even more. That's your intention. The other thing they're showing me around this group and in general is a willingness to speak up for yourself and your truth, not necessarily with opposition, just the willingness, not necessarily like, oh, I have to speak in front of people, or it's this willingness to be your true self. This is why, guys, I'm telling you, this authentic self workshop, it just kept coming in as such a strong thing for me, because they keep telling me the it's like people pay for the authentic self. As Brené Brown says, we pay for people to be in the arena while other people are in the stands watching. And if you look at the world, athletes, musicians, actors, politicians, who cares? The universe pays you for putting yourself on the line, for putting your true self out there. that's what brings money in, is a willingness to be authentic and true to yourself. The old power systems, the old way of cheating and lying and mine and not theirs, it just is not going to work anymore, guys. It's already started to crumble and it's going to continue to crumble. And this April, stop telling yourself things that have been true or are true for other people and start telling yourself the things that you want to be true. Okay. You get to decide who you are, what you believe, and what you can be. I have to share this with you guys because it's so cute, because my son, they asked him at school before spring break started, and they said, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, and my son came home and he was so excited. He goes, Mommy, they asked us what we were going to be when we grew up. And I had an answer that felt so good to me and nobody else said this. And I'm like, well, what did you say? He goes, I want to be an inventor. And I thought, first of all, how did you even know that was a job, A? And B, I love that. I'm like, I love that, because what is he really saying? I want to be a creator. I want to create things that aren't yet here, okay? And I get goosebumps because I'm like, it makes me emotional because I'm like, this is why you came here, to bring things that have not been here before. And we forget, we didn't come here to do what everybody else is doing, you guys. We came here to do what we want to do, the way we want to do it, okay? This is our time. Feeling so wonderful about April. I'm hoping that that was helpful for you guys. I miss talking to you. I miss connecting to you, but I will be live for my next month's show. Let's see, when is it? Hold on. You know, it's so funny because I'm like, I need to look at my calendar. Oh, wow. So it's May 1st, my next show at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can see it at blogtalkradio.com/intuitionbynadia. Always, guys, like I said, I still have this one slot. It's crazy that I have one slot left for my authentic Recovering Your True Self workshop. And so, guys, please email, because I have like 6 people signed up for the one in the summer and I have one slot left for this one. And like I said, it's super intimate, super small. I'm not taking more than 10 people for this group because I need it to be small. So let me know if you want that slot. And I love you guys and I'm sending you so many love and blessings. Please email me with some wonderful things that are going on for you this month. I will miss you and I will talk to you May 1st. Have a great month. Bye.